Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, March 22nd, 2015. Happy spring to everybody here who celebrates spring in the West. It is a welcome, well-welcomed, much-welcomed, most-welcomed time of the year, especially after our long, drawn-out cold winter. So for those of you who are joining for the first time, and those of you who have also been joining for the past year and a half or so, welcome. And it is a fresh, new energy that is available that we can come together here through Pillai Center, this weekly, free weekly call service that Dr. Pillai has blessed us to all participate in. And he's tuning in, even though he may not be joining physically or online on the call, his presence is here. And many of us have experienced that phenomenon as a real occurrence in our lives, not only on these calls, but also on every day when we are doing our practices or when we call on him. Because he's our guru. Guru is a master, teacher, spiritual teacher, guide in Sanskrit. So when we call on our teacher to help us to understand what it is that we're doing every moment in our lives and what it is that precedes our doing, our action. So what precedes our doing, our actions are our thoughts. So our thoughts are what we would like to have help with. So if we can purify our thoughts so that they're not karmic and carry a lot of baggage that weighs us down, then we can be lighter in our thinking. And when we have that lightness of being in our thinking, we have clarity of thought. When we have clarity, then we can create. So that's what spring is all about. It's coming out of that kind of hibernative state where we have been, you know, indoors, maybe physically indoors or, you know, prevented from being free to move about outside. You know, without freezing too much. So we've unfrozen, we've thawed out, and That fogginess or that heaviness, maybe in energy that we're feeling now, is going to be causing us to have that feeling of weightlessness, like less weight, not weightlessness, but we don't have to wait anymore. We can be out and about. So what does that mean in our weekly practices together, these weekly calls together? Well, as we know, we tune in to the energy of the week. And this week, it has been kicked off since the 21st, which was yesterday, with Navaratri. And that is the spring Navaratri. There's one in the fall. That's a major one in the fall. There's another one in the spring, and that just happens to be during this call. So we'll be celebrating the goddesses. And the goddess's energy, it makes sense that it's around springtime because this is the time where we're going to create a new reality for ourselves because we've come out of the darkness of winter. And now it's all bright and sunny and things are melting and the buds are going to be coming out and things are going to be growing again and revealing to us what the beauty of the spring and the summer weather going to bring. So just as we have come out of winter, then we can start to see what we have planted in the ground in these coming months as spring rolls out and we go into summer. So the goddesses during spring Navaratri are going to help us to clear out any cobwebs in our thinking. So any negative thinking, any lower vibrating thoughts. So everything has an energy. All our thoughts are energized. And we all know what it is when we're thinking really happy thoughts and we're full of joy. We're feeling giddy and light. And some people say, I feel lightheaded and bubbly. when we're expressing joy. So we are going to call on the goddesses to give us that experience of joy and happiness and more vitality and more energy coming in. And then they will also clear out the, you know, negative thoughts or emotions can be especially felt today, yesterday, today, and the next day, because those are the first three nights of the nine nights of the goddess, which is ruled by the goddess Durga. And Durga comes from the word dukkha, and dukkha means suffering. So any of those kinds of emotions that create suffering in our lives, we'll just deconstruct them, decreate them with the sounds of Durga. And then we will also invoke the goddess Lakshmi, because she's the next three nights, and then final nights are Saraswati. So Lakshmi is all about prosperity, wealth, everything that represents happiness and comfort and beautiful relationships is all about Lakshmi on the earth plane. And then Saraswati is wisdom and education, music, arts, creativity. So Durga is going to give us a lot of energy and power to and empower us to overcome those dark energies that maybe we've been dragging through the winter months, and now the sun is brightly shining and it can dispel that darkness energetically. Now we may feel, oh, you know, I'm okay, I'm fine, but there's can be a bit of a cloud or like a film of energy that's surrounding us. So we can just ask the goddess to clean that up and free us up so that we can feel more joy, more empowerment and energy and vitality. And then towards the end of the week is going to be, or the end of Navaratri, right at the end is as Rama's birthday. And whenever we celebrate, as Dr. Pillai says, whenever we celebrate an archetype or a divine being, deity, their birthday, it's once a year. So you get to get the blessings of this divine archetype. Because it's kind of like you're going to a someone's birthday celebration, or you yourself have a birthday and you're the star. And people come to you and they want to be around you and they want to, you know, give you things and you smile back and you're gracious. And so there's a lot of wonderful exchange. So what does that mean when we are celebrating an archetype? We're asking for their blessings so that we can get a better understanding of how to build their consciousness into our lives. As Dr. Pillai says, we have to deconstruct our old ways of being. So he's here, the master in this lifetime, to destroy karma that is no longer serving our higher, highest good and our higher pursuits, and then preventing us from having a 200% life. So we're not just going after material pursuits and worrying about money and this and that and trying to accumulate more and more and more. It's about bringing true wealth. So you have a balance. You have the spiritual wealth and the material wealth going hand in hand, and then you're living that out each day, not somewhere down the road. So in order for us to understand what Rama's energy is all about, we'll take you through a little bit of a meditation and the mantra that was given out, I think it was maybe a few years ago, and it's also on the website, and I believe it's also on Astrobed as well, the mantra for Rama that Dr. Pillai had given out to us in India. So what are we doing with the archetypes? Now, Dr. Pillai had said during his, not this year's birthday trip, but the previous year's birthday trip, he said the reason people aren't getting it about the mantras, a lot of people write in, they say, oh, Sutrita, you know, I've been doing this mantra forever and I'm not getting it, you know, the results I want. And it's a weekly occurrence and I hear it several times a week, if not more. maybe more than several times a day. And it's valid because here we are, we're repeating this thing, and, you know, what is it doing to us? Why isn't it not doing the thing it's supposed to, like Dr. Ply says? We do a mantra, say, for example, Shreem, and that's supposed to bring us wealth and bring us all this, you know, good things in our life, and how come my finances are still a mess? It's such a valid question. You know, so I was surfing my notes and found this transcript from 2013, 14, I think it was. Yeah, 14. And it was Dr. Ply talking about the archetypes, and it's so important for us to understand that archetypes are these energies that will help us to understand what it is to experience that energy within us. So when he says that, you know, you want to talk to these archetypes, like talking to God. You know, where is God? God is within us and God is outside of us. So right now our consciousness is at whatever state it's at. You know, you take your own internal check and see where your consciousness is at. Are you what kinds of thoughts are you thinking? What are you feeling? Are you feeling blah? Are you feeling tired? Are you feeling negative in your thinking? Are you feeling totally happy and, you know, you're on top of the world now that the sun is shining and spring is in the air? Or something wonderful just happened to you and you're just like celebrating. So are you a little bit of both? Are you consistently one way of being, or are you consistently another way of being? Or you are a mixture, you're up and you're down, like almost, you know, swinging from high to low and back up high again to the extremes. Or you could just be something in the middle, but kind of flat line. So you're just status quo, but there's something missing. There's some energy that you're not accessing, or feeling that you're not accessing, or the right thoughts are not coming to you that will help you to manifest something else in your life. So that's our consciousness. Whatever is within us, we are expressing that outward. So how do we shift our consciousness so that we will see and experience outside of ourselves what we really want to see and experience? Mm-hmm. Who we want to have around us, what we want to see in the sense of our comforts, or you know, maybe going on trips, or whatever material manifestation that you want, your career, you want to be respected, you want to be given more acknowledgement, you want to have more money, you know, have a better salary, or have a bonus, or have some you know, more income coming in, maybe a side business, something like that, that is going to make your life to be more fruitful, more rewarding, more purposeful, more enjoyable. So as Dr. Ply is giving us this intelligence to review our state, and then we break down our old ways of being, we deconstruct it, deconstruct our consciousness. We karma bust, as he says. We clear. Then we also have to replace it with something. Not with the same stuff. Not with the same human thoughts. Because that's limited. So that's why we come in and we bring in these energies of the goddesses during this time of the year. And then bring in Rama's energy, celebrating his birthday at the end of the Nine Nights of the Goddess. And that will help to build new consciousness within us. So the sounds, the mantras, are building blocks of consciousness on a higher level. And then when we're resonating with those building blocks, we are creating this energy within us that brings a tremendous amount of success, vitality, victory over dark forces or lower vibrating forces or lower consciousness. So, you know, when we are engaging in this particular meditation today, what I invite everyone to do, if you can, is, you know, pull over if you're driving or if you're sitting somewhere and it's really noisy. Try to get into a quiet place or a quieter place so that you can just receive whatever it is that these goddesses and also Rama are going to reveal to you. It might be, as Dr. Pillai said in the talk a couple of years ago with the archetypes, it might be a split second that you see the god or the goddess, the divine feminine archetype, the divine masculine archetype. So in your third eye, or maybe it just appears in your consciousness, and it's a split second, but the gods don't need much time to tap into your energy. They're really fast. So if you're trying to hang on to it, you may miss, or they may hang out and have a whole storyline going on with you. It depends, right? Everybody has a different experience. But what Dr. Pillai was saying, if it happens in an instant where you just go, whoa, what was that? Kind of like the movie The Matrix. You know, it's just like, whoa, the cat goes by and then it goes by again. And you go, hey, something just, that wasn't, what happened there? So it's cueing your consciousness to say, hey, I'm here. I'm going to rebuild your consciousness to be vibrating at a higher level from hereafter. Because this is the time to get that sort of initiation. So that's why Dr. Pillai, he was inspired to put out these webcasts that are coming up on the 28th, for Rama's birthday, and then thereafter, and then the Vedic New Year. So we'll talk about the webcast after our meditation. But for now, during our meditation, we want to have an experience. We might see the flash. We might have a whole movie going on. We might not see any figures, but we'll feel a color or sense a color or see a color coming in. So if it's red, we might not see red in our third eye, but we might experience the warmth of that red color moving through us. And because everybody pretty much has an idea of what the color red is, then you already know that in your thinking, even if you don't see it in your mind's eye. And then that's with the when we talk about the goddess Durga. She's associated with the color red. Lakshmi is the color pink and gold, and then Saraswati, traditionally white. So, and then the energies. So the goddess energy, the goddess Durga has a lot of, you'll feel a lot of energy racing through, like there's a force with you that will kind of make your blood to circulate and your heart to pump. You know, gives you that empowerment. She wants you to have energy and power to do what you need to do in life, to get you going every day and keep you going every day until you are ready to go to sleep. And then the goddess Lakshmi, she's all about joy. She's effervescent and bubbly and just wants happy, happy, happy. And she wants you to have wealth and, you know, when someone gives you money or you get money, you're like, yes, I feel really good. When there's no money in the bank, you feel what? Depleted, right? So she also gives energy, but it's related more to the material things and also giving, you know, that light-hearted feeling. Then Saraswati is all about wisdom. And you can feel maybe inspired, have this creative spark, or that you have this thought, clarity in your thinking, oh, this is how I can resolve my issue. You may feel just really floaty. Vehicle associated with her is a swan, so you may feel that beauty and just be mesmerized with the energy of Saraswati, getting into that state of quiet and then receive this ability to recreate a new reality. and act with more intelligence and wisdom. And then she's also associated with song and dance, so you might want to get up and dance and sing if you want. Just be careful, especially while you're driving. Also Rama's energy. Rama is going to give us victory. So if we haven't been able to experience that success, that taste of success, and maybe we have been successful in our lives, we've accomplished things, we've fulfilled our goals, but we don't feel anything. And then it just becomes a burden in life. And it's like, yeah, no big deal. Yeah, got a gold medal. Yeah, did the thing and got paid for it. Yeah, that was nice. Deal closed. Uh-huh. Yeah, my kid got an A in school, you know, on the report card. Yeah, no big deal. You know, life is miserable that way. You don't even know how you experience how to feel about it, how to be with it, how to resonate with that energy so that you can be contagious and spread that towards everyone else. You know, because on the spiritual path, that's what we want to do, is we want to fill ourselves up with so much energy and vitality and grace and inspiration that we are being that for other people for the rest of our lives. Otherwise, we go to old age and just are miserable and lights out, right? So we all know, we've all been there. We've had our ups and downs. So let's call on the goddesses and Rama to give us that experience within ourselves, and not just a temporary, but really lock that energy in us. Give us the building blocks in our temple, this body that we are building into a temple for our soul. Our soul is within us, so we want it to grow and express itself, but also be protected in this temple. So the archetypes will help us to create the building blocks for our temple in the subtle body. You can just think of it that way. I'm not saying that that's how it is, but that's how I can relate to building a new consciousness and making that consciousness to be us versus what we have carried from karmic life to karmic life, and we continue to build with that karma consciousness. It just is kind of insane, as Einstein says. You know, you keep doing the same thing over and over. That's the definition of insanity, when you do the same thing over and over and you expect different results. So it's not going to work, and that's why we've all come here to Dr. Pillai to just bust it all apart, clear it, break it down, dissolve it, and then at the same time build a new consciousness. So this time of the year, lots of energy to bring in a new consciousness and to build that within us. For those of you who need to go, then you can listen to the rest of the recording that gets posted to the blog. Thanks for joining, and have a fabulous week ahead. Please visit Pillai Center and AstroVet and read about the Nine Nights of the Goddess and also about Rama Navami, the Rama's birthday. That's coming up. And Dr. Pillai is going to be giving a webcast, which is an initiation. And we never, ever want to miss an initiation, if you can help it. Because then you just wait for the next year to come around, and then that year could have been so different, more fulfilling, more rewarding with that initiation. So it's all about being in the right place at the right time, thinking, saying, and doing the right thing. And then the right or ripe energy is available for us to transform our lives. This is the month of transformation. As we heard from Radha, our Vedic astrologer here in Sundays with Sucharita, she posted to the blog a beautiful write-up on the energy that is available as the sun transits the natural 12th sign of the zodiac, which is the house of transformation, the sign of transformation. And it's going to be like we're going to immerse ourselves in this ocean of consciousness that is so divine. So it's going to fill our body, our minds, our souls, every cell of our being, if we choose to pay attention to it. We can also get lost in a sea of consciousness that is lower vibrating, you know, can just be, as Dr. Ply says, goofing off, you know, getting lost in movies and TV and spacing out, you know, doing nothing. And then we lose that opportunity. So it depends on what you want to swim in this month, because this is the sign of Pisces, so the sign of the fish. So you can go this way and that way. And so read about that and find out the kinds of things that you can be doing. And then that will be, you'll be in alignment with what is naturally occurring. And then your energy can go towards that, or your focus, your attention, your thoughts, your practices can go to building that consciousness, using that those building blocks to build your consciousness internally, and then also take the steps to manifest those kinds of things in your life. So if you want something in your life to transform, some area of your life to be transformed, and you have been working on it, and it hasn't had a breakthrough, this is the time of the year that it will. So don't stop. Don't lose faith. What is faith? As Dr. Ply says, utter positivity. So just as, you know, you go through a long, drawn-out winter, and it's just like, when is this ever going to end? And then one day it's spring, and you go, whoa, what happened to all the snow? It was just there yesterday. So some transformative energy called nature said, hey, time to change the season. So you can do that too. We never have to be stuck at any time. So what keeps us back is the old consciousness. So shake it up. Till that garden so you can plant some new seeds and then have them bloom into a beautiful garden soon. And it's coming. It's going to naturally come. You know, that's how it goes. So we don't stand at the garden and, you know, dig up the seed and go, hey, are you growing yet? No. Do we get discouraged? Momentarily, but then we just get on with our day. We don't sit in front of the garden and watch the flowers grow. Right? So just as you do your practices, you don't go get mad because they're not doing stuff for you. Mantra is the being. So if you're mad at the mantra, then you're creating, you know, digging it up before it has taken root. And then been able to bloom inside of you. All right, so let's open the line and see if anyone has any questions or comments. This is the time where we have our open discussion. For those of you who are joining for the first time, you press star 6. Oh, geez, got it in the wrong mode. Okay, so now the line is open. So I'll just invite people to share their experience or ask a question, because this is the time of the year that we can be selfless and we can encourage other people. We can... Hello, who's there? Someone there? You want to ask a question?
Hey, Sucharita, can you hear me?
I sure can. Who's this?
Jeff in New York. We talked earlier this
Hi,
week.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
How are you? Hey, I have a question about the mantra that you gave to Durga. A lot of people pronounce the seed sound doom. Some people pronounce it dumb. You pronounced it dumb. Does it have a different meaning if you pronounce it differently? Is both pronunciations right? What's the best way to pronounce that?
Yeah, it's kind of a sound that's in between those two. So it's doom and dumb. Like it's doom, it's ooh and So it's in between. So if you say it a little bit different, it's not, you know, it's not going to really do anything. You're not going to do anything wrong. So you can, if you pronounce it tomb or dumb, that's fine.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I loved the meditation. It was great.
What was the experience?
I particularly like, the Durga part, and I didn't know she was associated with red, and I saw a lot of red, I actually, saw, a tiger.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So,
do you know that she rides a tiger?
Yes, yes. It was very, I heard someone else say that, you know, if you do a meditation with her, you might see a tiger, and I've done it before and I haven't, and today I really did, so it was pretty cool. I liked it.
And what did you feel like? What was your experience with that energy?
Well, a lot of stuff coming to the surface to be healed.
Beautiful.
So, which I think it is. So I'm new to this philosophy, but I think it's super powerful. I'm loving every minute of this.
Great. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I saw a lot of white and like almost like a horse or some powerful animal that was with Rama.
Mm.
I saw a lot of white and a sword too.
Okay.
Or maybe arrows. Some type of weaponry. I can't really put my finger on it, but I saw that with the Rama part of it too.
Interesting. Well,
and I haven't done any mantras to Swarasisti, the last one. But I was able to see that, you know, what she offers is really important to me, you know, being able to see the truth and opening up to a higher state of wisdom, is something I really never thought about. But, that's a mantra that could be very beneficial to me too.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so I liked all this stuff. It was great.
So you're pretty new to the practice, or relatively new, but you've been practicing.
Well, I'm relatively new to doing mantras and this avenue. I've been doing spiritual work for a long, long time, just not this type. And this type is really, really, really powerful. This is really powerful stuff. So I'm just really happy to find it.
Awesome. Anything else?
Yeah. I think that's it. I think that's a lot.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks so much for sharing.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Take care. So, is there anyone else who has anything to share about their experiences in the meditation, or maybe previous experiences, maybe questions around that? Why haven't I experienced it in this way, or maybe why did I experienced it before, and now I don't experience anything. What is going on? You know, those are really great questions. Does anyone have anything like that? Sometimes when we're coming out of these meditations, we just want to stay in and connected to these divine beings, which is great. So, because when we immerse, that's why we continue to do the mantra, whether we think it's working or not. When we immerse in this, the mantra practice or meditation, or even just focusing on the eyes and the brain, you know, the two sides of the brain and then the midbrain, the third eye. When we just focus on that, and you can imagine light going in there, because then that helps you to do something that distracts you from mundane thinking. But when we just close our eyes and put our attention in, if you know the color for the archetype, then that reveals something to you. You know, when Jeff was saying about at the end when the mantra was coming for Rama and he saw a horse, well, it could be Hayagriva. Hayagriva is associated with the goddess Saraswati. So that was the archetype that we invoked right before Rama. So it could be that. Also could be, he said he saw a sword. So a horse and a sword, that can be the archetype that is associated with Karpasami. So the Kalki avatar, who is a form of Vishnu, and Vishnu, Rama is also a form of Vishnu. So Rama is, you know, that energy can invoke another energy that creates victory and success because it's along the same lineage, so to speak, of archetypes. So it's no doubt then in our practice when these kinds of symbols or these kinds of archetypes come to us or the color or the energy comes to us, then we know, oh my God, I am connecting within me this energy that is divine. It's divine within me and it wants to express itself. So I'm just going to acknowledge it. Yeah. Who's this?
Hi, Sucharita.
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Ramya.
Ramya,
how are you doing?
Good. You?
I'm wonderful. I just wanted to say that I'm having some wonderful experiences of I don't know what you'd call them, but they're kind of like unity experiences or something, where all of a sudden I'm getting this very joyful, filled with joy, and also that it's just a realization of how we are all gods inside, how we're connected to God somehow. I don't know exactly how to describe it because it's all I could think of is that it's kind of like that. There's something in the scripture somewhere in the Bhagavad Gita, I think, but I can't remember which one, which place or anything. That somewhere in there, or maybe the Upanishads or something, all this is that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like everything is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's what I'm experiencing, and I keep getting flashes of it, and it's marvelous.
And so with that experience, how are you integrating that into your life, or having, you know, noticing or observing how that's showing up in your life?
Well, it's kind of like it's making me see, I guess, the beauty in everything.
Hmm.
It's like every single thing is sort of God. I don't know how to, I mean, that sounds kind of weird, but I don't know. It's just some sort of an experience where I am experiencing myself and everything else as one thing. So
beautiful.
It's neat. It's a neat experience.
And how is that different from your everyday life before you started doing this work?
I've never had this experience before. I've been told about it for years because I've been on a spiritual path for years, but I've been told about unity consciousness and things, but I've never really experienced it. And I know this is some sort of beginning of it because I know at one point you realize that you are God and everything else is God too.
What are you going to do with all that? What are you going to do with all that, Ramya?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to do whatever I can do. I'm leading workshops with, you know, art related workshops, soul art, where you try to help people with their creativity. I'm an artist, so you know, I get all kinds of ideas for things to paint and things like that.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
Is it giving you that clarity when you're doing your practices and you're feeling this unity? Does it give you clarity to, you know, be inspired to paint and teach other people?
It does, but the thing is, it only comes for, it's a very fleeting thing at this point.
Okay.
And it only lasts for, sometimes it'll be like a second with that experience.
Right.
But it has very broad ramifications. I mean, it's a very short thing, but it has big, huge effects. So it doesn't last. I mean, it comes and goes in waves, and I can't make it last at this point.
Okay.
You know, so I can get down again, is what I'm saying. I don't stay up.
I see. Okay.
I keep going back down.
Yeah, well, this is really good that we're having this dialogue, and thank you so much, because that's what happens with people on the spiritual path is they're totally inspired. They have this flash,
right?
And it's tremendous energy. It's tremendous connection to the divine or their higher self. What I recommend then is allowing yourself when you do your meditations, then allow yourself to just sit maybe with a journal, or in your case, sit with your paintbrush or whatever you use. Do you use a paintbrush, or how do you start?
Yeah, I paint. I'm a painter.
Yeah. So you just imagine yourself. You know, you haven't done anything yet, but you're just imagining yourself and put it that image in your third eye, and then keep doing the practice, and then ask the divine to reveal to you. So just as you know, we're writing, or for example, for me, myself, I have to, I don't have to, but this is what I do for my living, is I listen to people with the problems and their challenges in life, and there's so many ways to help them, but I ask the divine in just a moment to come in and inspire to say something or to motivate a shift in consciousness. So, and that then afterwards, I think about how I'm going to guide that person thereafter. So, you know, it's not that the divine will inspire us, you know, thereafter. It might for some people. But just as like Einstein, when he, you know, he was just sitting in meditation and then the theory of relativity came and boom, he did it. Then he had to figure out how it got there.
I've had those.
It's not that you stop doing your work towards that creation or towards solving the equation or towards you know, helping someone or doing your work or finishing your project. You're just asking for that inspiration to be revealed, and sometimes you'll get going, and then you'll say, okay, well, I'm just stuck here. Then do the mantra again, take time to meditate, envision it, you know. And this is what the spirit, getting connected to the source, or you said unity consciousness. You immerse yourself in it, but then you have to get to your daily life.
Right.
Painting.
Very hard,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so you can just go into, and I'm saying this to everybody too, whatever you're doing, you just go into it fully, knowing that you're connected. And don't doubt it. and keep it going and just say, okay, tell me what I got to do now. Then take a couple swipes on your brush or whatever, you know, in your mind, or you can do it on the canvas. So it really is a getting used to, because especially if you're having swings, because you're forgetting.
Right,
you're forgetting to fill in the other parts.
Right. The thing is, I'm praying. I mean, I'm on a big sort of thing right now to try to get focus, because I can't seem to focus on one thing long enough. I mean, I get the inspiration, mm-hmm. and then it goes away. I don't know how to get it into. I don't know how to manifest it, I guess.
Use the mantra "I'm." Ask the goddess Saraswati.
Okay. Okay.
She's the goddess of creativity, art, and focus.
And focus. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Try it.
Well, I will. That's a great idea to just keep asking for help, I suppose, from them or connected with them.
It's the goddess asking you to ask the question. She's available. This is the nine nights of the goddess.
Yeah. Right.
So just as Jeff came and he said, I really appreciate Durga's blessings, right? Because that's the energy Durga wants to him to have that experience. You, Saraswati.
Okay, good. So thank you so much for these calls. Are very helpful, and thanks for all your work.
You're very welcome.
It's very inspiring.
Aw. Well, good luck, and let me know how it goes with I'm.
I will. I'm going to try it while I paint, because I haven't ever really done that.
Yeah, download a picture of Saraswati, or, you know, whatever resonates with you. You might even start painting her.
Oh, yeah. I've got a little statue of her.
Oh!
I mean, a little teeny one. I've got all the most bunch of goddesses on my altar.
Great. Well, bring them out and just say, okay, I don't want to experience highs and lows anymore. I'm at this level where I want to experience the consciousness unified all the way through.
All right. That's good. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care, Ramya.
Yeah. You too.
Thanks. So I have someone else is on the line. I can see. 561 number. You just need to press *6 if you're muted, then just press *6 once. Is there anyone who's had experience working with the goddesses or been on the path for a bit? Even from last Navaratri to this Navaratri or any Navaratri that you can share or you'd like to share with the members to, you know, sort of inspire people here who are listening today or maybe afterwards during the recording. I know there's someone online who prays to Mother Mary and she experiences the goddess. Would that person like to share anything? Otherwise, I will. So the goddess can also come in the form of Mother Mary, or any female saint or any other divine archetype. You know, the Greek, Romans.
Hi, Pichurita.
Or from Indrani.
I heard you calling my name. This meditation was so intense for me. This was one of those ones where I could not stay awake. Like, I tried. I really tried because I wanted to be conscious to whatever, you know, inspiration or visions I was going to have. I just could not stay awake. So I'm still a little groggy from my lovely nap I had during the meditation.
So you heard me calling you.
I heard you calling me. How do I get off mute? Oh my God, wake up. What? You know, it's so interesting what you say about the goddesses, because I don't often think of the Virgin Mary as the goddess. I know that she is. I know that they're all one and they're all the same and they're all united and everything like that. But my relationship to her is slightly different than my relationship to Lakshmi and Durga and Saraswati, who I also have a profound relationship to, having been through so many Navaratris as I have. And Navaratri is always my favorite time of the year, because I find my spiritual energy is very high, like happy, a lot of joy, a lot of freedom to be during Navaratri, especially when I have the privilege of participating directly in Fire Labs. But yeah, so right now is Easter time. We're coming up on Holy Week, actually, in the Catholic religion. And I have been, for the last year since I moved here to England, it was exactly a year ago that Babaji did an Easter or something, some kind of a YouTube video, where he recommended that people participate in these kinds of rituals, like going to church and participating in the Eucharist and all that stuff. And at the time, I was quite like, ah, seriously? You know, I've been doing that for... I always felt like I did it as an obligation whenever I would go to Mass, because my parents were making me. So I decided to go because of Babaji's message, and it was my first time attending Mass here in the UK. And I went to St. Paul's Cathedral here in London, and it was a transformative experience. I felt a little bit like my feet weren't touching the ground. I was moved to tears. There's this one altar, I think I've spoken about it before, or chapel rather, at St. Paul's, where there's this gorgeous picture of the Virgin Mary holding Jesus Christ as a baby. And I go there and I pray, and I've been going every week since then, just because I want to, not because I feel obligated to, which is it's actually a huge transformation in terms of my relationship to the Catholic religion. And I go and I'm moved and I'm touched. I cry, I sob, I just can't help. It's not like I'm sad. I just am so moved by the compassion that's possible when I'm in the in the presence of the goddess. And I'm just starting to cry now thinking about it. And so I couldn't, I took on this during Lent, going to Mass every day, along with giving up meat and giving up sweets and giving up alcohol. And going to Mass every day, it's not so easy for me to get down to St. Paul, so I've been going to my local church here. And there's another statue. I always call them Murtis because of my, being around Bhagwa, but there's this gorgeous Murti of the Virgin Mary. And I swear, when I look at her, I feel like she's just saying to me, what can I do for you today? What would you like me to do for you? And I get on my knees and I kneel in front of her, and I talk to her, and I say the most silly little thoughts that come into my mind. And when I'm looking at this Murti, my experience is there's nothing silly or ridiculous about any of my, you know, personal thoughts, my wants, my desires, I wish this person would stop talking sometimes. There's nothing ridiculous when I'm in her presence. It's all profound, and it's all worthy, is my experience. It's what my experience has become of being in the presence of the Virgin Mary.
That's great.
thank you for giving me the opportunity to share that.
It is, and it's like Dr. Pillai said, when we experience God and Goddess in all across the, you know, across the board, across the world, across cultures, across our history of how we were raised in a certain religion or religious belief system, that we can again revisit it with a whole new understanding and a whole new appreciation for these divine blessings coming through. As you said, you're just standing in front of, or kneeling in front of the altar, and then you're just saying to the Mother Mary, who is nothing but unconditional love and support and compassion. And that energy is, you know, radiates, or, you know, it's pouring onto you. So no wonder you're having that kind of experience. Whereas before, maybe because, you know, of upbringing or whatever, it was forced upon. So it's great to invite everyone here to revisit, you know, if you go to a church or a mosque or whatever it is, temple, just revisit your connection to the God, the Goddess, divine inspiration, if there are no murkies. You know, ask that to be revealed to you. And, you know, during this week, like you were saying, just because we may not be Catholics or Christians celebrating Holy Week, that energy is available. So anyone can tap into it. And then for you, Indrani, like you were sharing previous calls, that, you know, this is something that has helped you to kind of melt, feel like you're melting into the heart of the divine. Like the divine is just melting, you know, away layers of history and, you know, as you said, nothing is ridiculous, or you feel very worthy of asking. And where in our life can we completely surrender to that? Pretty much nowhere, right?
Nowhere.
So, but as a human being, it's so important that we experience that.
Well, and the other thing, too, is I never had the experience before of that it's okay to even ask.
Right.
This is so strange. Right now in my practices with Baba, in my with Dr. Pillai, in the Hindu tradition, I ask all the time, and I ask for outrageous stuff, outrageous sums of money, outrageous everything. I'm always like, really, there's no question in my mind that I would ask. But in the Catholic religion, I don't know, I never had that. I never had access to that, even that idea to ask for stuff. Now, of course, I go and I ask for anything, small, large, anything.
Which
like,
is kind
it's
of...
like, it's what they're there for.
Absolutely, but in the Catholic, maybe we skip this part, because I was raised as a Catholic too, so I can totally relate to what you're saying. But I think in the Bible, even, it says, ask and shall be given, right?
Well, that's the other thing that's really quite shocking for me. I am hearing everything brand new in the Catholic religion, like everything, every story, every homily, like when the church, when the priest does his talk after the gospel, you know, I'm hearing everything completely differently. Everything is all so positive, and I appreciate the sacrifice that was made for me, like for the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made, the sacrifice that the Virgin Mary made, the sacrifice that her husband Joseph made, like the sacrifices that the disciples made. They all died horrible deaths because of their devotion to Jesus Christ. Like, all of that has never been, I've never had any access to it before. I've never had any relationship to it, like a personal relationship to it before. And now I do.
And so let's get back to how the Goddess, so your experience with the Mother Mary, unconditional love, support, compassion, how has that, what's the correlation between your experience with Navaratri, the goddesses, in, you know, from the time you started with Dr. Pillai until now? Like, just in general.
Well, I would say that And my relationship to Lakshmi, it's like Lakshmi, Durga, and Saraswati are all parts of or aspects of what Mary encompasses, what the Virgin Mary encompasses. So I was, what I don't have with either Lakshmi or Durga or Saraswati is that relationship of mother. Like, I think I mentioned to this to you when we were having our own private conversation a couple weeks ago. My experience of being in the presence of the Virgin Mary is that she is the mother, you know, the aspect of mother, love of a mother that we don't always consistently get from our earthbound mother. Uh-huh. And that may be because of karma, that may be because of whatever, but it seems that she embodies the perfect mother, that perfection and purity of the, you know, like the Virgin Mary, she's never had a bad day, you know, but your mom, she might have a bad day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Virgin Mary, she's always there and she's always willing to listen. So I would say that that's like all of the goddesses put together. You know, Lakshmi, like you say, is all that, all the good things like the good life, like, you know, pink and gold. That's the good life, right?
All right.
And Saraswati, she's like, you know, intellect and engineering and math. And I have a really keen relationship to her because I have a degree in math. I work in technology, you know, so I have a really keen relationship with her. And Durga, like Durga's the, like, she is going to stand up for you when you need her. You know, she's going to fight the good fight no matter what. And I have an aspect in my personality also. So I have different relationships with all of them, I think, is what I would have to say.
That's great. That's great. And so you said, too, that accessing Navaratri is one of your favorite times of the year because when you, especially if you participate in fire labs,
yeah,
or some sort of ritual, like,
yeah,
whether you do it at home or whether you do order it online, whatever,
yeah,
it really, what does it do to you, yourself, your consciousness or your subconscious or...
Well, I, especially on the nights for Lakshmi, I'm going to reference when I used to come to your living room and we did fire labs. And we would be giggling. There would be like 12 or 13 of us in your living room. And there would be points, and we're in a fire lab. It's a very, you know, holy ritual. We'd be giggling, and you couldn't stop us from giggling because... the energy was so high, and I can remember coming out of your living room, going down the stairs, going out onto the street, and just howling with whoever was there, like having a laugh because the energy was so high. We didn't even know what we were laughing about. We were just laughing uproariously. Do you know what I mean? If I hadn't experienced it personally, I would never have believed that that would be... accessible, that kind of energy would be accessible out of doing a fire lab. And it was only during those Lakshmi ones that we'd have that kind of cuckoo, crazy, like fun, giggling, poking each other and acting like school children. You know, all the other fire labs were always quite serious and quite, you know, quite intense at times, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did I answer your question?
You sure did. I hope that's inspiring for others who are listening, because I'm just, every time when you're speaking about the Mother Mary, I have an experience. I'm feeling it. So whatever you're speaking, it's like you're bringing that energy into the space. So thank you so much.
Yeah. And I'm embarrassed to say that I wasn't even aware that it's Navaratri right now, but is it too late for me to order? Is there any, maybe it's because it wasn't that heavily promoted at Palai Center. Is there stuff on Astro that I can order?
Yeah, you go into specials.
Okay.
On
Astro?
Yeah, go onto the events calendar on Astro. Even in Palai Center, I don't know. I haven't checked it.
No, I can't find it on Pillai Center. I was looking while you were talking. I couldn't find anything, but I'll go on to Astrovet.
Yeah, go on to Astrovet, and they have a nice write-up, and then there's some things that you can participate in.
Okay, so can I ask a question, another question of you, different than Navaratri? I am in that seven-year
Saturn. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the thing. And I've been wanting to be in denial about it, but I don't want to be in denial about it any longer. So I'm pretty sure that there are some remedies that I can have done for me at Astrovet. I was poking around on Astrovet a couple of days ago, and I saw something that was offered back in November. It's not currently, I tried to click on it and order it, and it's not currently being offered. It was a 2.5 year kind of remedy. Do you know if it's possible to still get that if I'm too late, or if there's anything else that I should order alleviate some of the symptoms of this?
Well, you're an advisory, so I wouldn't worry about it. Because you're working with Hanuman, Lord Hanuman.
I am.
So Lord Hanuman, as you know, is the overlord of Saturn.
Yes,
so,
of course. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, of course.
So just tune into that. But on Saturday,
yeah,
you know, make sure that you're lighting that sesame lamp. It's
I actually am now have a light, the sesame lamp lit 24/7. Not just on Saturdays.
There you go. You're fine.
And I do. I did Abhishekam yesterday on my Saturn yantra and my Hanuman Murti.
Yeah.
So I should be good then.
Yeah,
right?
This is a really good question that you're asking for many reasons, and this is why we have these conversations, is so that the other members can, pick something up about it. In that this is the time of the year. The 12th house represents the house of loss. So if we're like, and expenses, right? So we have to be watching our expenses, because there's going to be a tendency to want to overspend on material and spiritual things. So be careful, right? So if you, it's like overdoing stuff. You know, you've got the cake, then you put the icing, and then you put the whipped cream and the cherries and the sprinklies and the, you know, it's going to not, you just needed the cake, right?
Okay.
So just enjoy the cake, and then you won't be sick.
All right. I was just, yeah. I've been worried because I know that it can be a tough time for people. Going through this 7 years, and I just want to do what I need to do in order to make it alleviate the symptoms is what I want to say.
Well, it's a good question for you to ask, Hanuman Das, but you're covered. So,
okay.
But if someone else in the program or is listening has questions about Sarasate, that's really good. They can go and ask an astrologer, get on an astrology consultation, and that's a good place to start. And then if you don't want to do that, if you want to come on a coaching call, and then I'll give you some different options of ways to deal with Sarasate. Because not everybody's Sarasate is going to be like the next person's. So it depends on where Saturn is in your chart. And I think for you it's quite strong, so don't worry. Indrani.
Mm-hmm.
So it's helping you to have that, you know, that discipline of mind, and then, you know, if you're lighting a Saturn lamp 24/7, then you are kind of covering that energy every day.
Yeah, the guys at the corner store are getting to know me from needing sesame oil.
Maybe you should import.
I'm thinking maybe I should start my own import business to import sesame oil.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you wanted to share?
No, I'm good. Thanks very much for everything, Sucharita.
Thank you, Indrani. Have a great Holy Week.
Thanks very much. I will.
Take care.
Bye.
Happy Navaratri.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if you can participate in Navaratri Fire Lab, we used to not only have it here, as Indrani was saying, in my living room. I used to call into a teleconference like I'm doing now, and we would go through the people who would sponsor that call, that fire lab as well, from anywhere around the world would call into this conference. So we would have the giggling group here, and then I was, had to really focus and make sure that I'm, managing the people who are calling into the conference. So that is still available. You can do that through Pillai Center. And it's either through the priests in India, through Dr. Pillai Asirvad's Homa Center, the Fire Lab and Remedy Center, or Venkatesh. He does the New York City Fire Labs in his place. And then I don't know if he has any in-person people coming in person, or if you just call in. It doesn't matter. I mean, when you log in, and anyone who's trained to do it or has the grace and blessings from Dr. Pillai to do it, you can totally experience this energy coming into the space. And many people who have fallen asleep on the phone during a fire lab because it's just so intense, and they go into a very deep state. And they'll be there for the whole time. It lasts maybe about an hour or an hour and a half, in some cases, depending on what is being celebrated. Then they wake up sometime after, oh, my God, I was transported. So this is this time of the year, you will feel like you're transported, or even when you're not in the meditation, you'll start to experience that in your waking state. Like Ramya was saying, I feel so connected to everything now. I experience so much joy in everything and beauty in everything. And when that is coming up, you're going to be like a kid experiencing things for the first time that bring you so much joy. And then that can also have an effect of healing all that life before then, like before you, where you are now. So it's very powerful to connect with these archetypes because they are already within us, in our inner world, the inner workings of our body, mind, soul, in the subtle realm. Because there's the subtle body corresponds to the physical, right? Whenever we focus on the third eye, we're saying, okay, here's X marks the spot in your brain, which represents the apparatus of the third eye, which is the subtle body apparatus that can access these divine beings. And once we open the door and we unlock the door, the doors to that consciousness, then we invite it in. And it's so protective and so enlightening, and we want to keep it sacred. So we want to keep another thing that we can do practically in the spring is do spring cleaning. We do that anyways, right? It's like, oh, my God, yes, get rid of this stuff. Clean out the closets. Clean out the garage. Clean out the desk. Get rid of stuff that you haven't worn. And give it away, right? So this time of the year supports giving things away, losing things, getting rid of it, not in an angry way, but in a way that you can say, oh, somebody can use this. I really enjoyed it. I don't want to use it anymore, and maybe someone else it can be useful for somebody else. If it's junky, then you toss it, right? But if it's can be used, then you're going to bring so much joy, and you're going to do it unconditionally because you don't know who the recipient is going to be. So it's a great time to participate in those kinds of giving away or losing something that you no longer need. And then that energy will be, that energy within this time of the year will be satisfied. Otherwise, it will take, you will spend silly on silly things, right? So be conscious in whatever you're doing, and then don't overspend on either material or spiritual. Now, there are some people who are just new to the path, and they want a really good, strong kickstart to, you know, this realm of spiritual practices. So, you know, in that sense, then, and if you have any questions and you want, oh my God, should I get this, should I get that, and definitely send an email. You can send an email to sucharita@applycenter.com or sundayswithsucharita@applycenter.com, and then we can set up a call. That's what I've been doing lately. And now I'm going to be developing a coaching service that's going to be available for people to understand, you know, take an assessment of where they are on their spiritual path or have been with Dr. Ply, and they've just been, you know, sort of going here and going there, and they want something more focused. So I've been having calls with several members over the past couple of weeks and in different programs and also in this program, and it's been really helpful. So I invite anyone who's interested in that to, you know, send an email and then we'll set something up. And then what you do is you just have some areas in your life, a couple of areas in your life that you want to get support or intervention or just some direction and guidance on something in your practice that you may or may not need to use or may be useful or not. Or if you've just been doing so many programs and you're kind of like, I don't know what's important anymore, then we can revisit that and restructure it so that you have a good understanding of what you can do on a Sunday, for example, or a Monday, or a Tuesday, or a Wednesday, or a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Right, so we can review that and then, you know, reinforce the significance of why you're doing certain practices at certain times. Mm-hmm. And then how you can practically implement that in your everyday life to help you to resolve your issue, or get clarity around it and then resolve it for once and for all, mm-hmm. or at least get started on it and get some ground. You know, footing on it, you know, where you're not shaky, right? Sometimes when we go here or we go there, we don't create a solid foundation. And so we're trying to take the next step, but we're, you know, missing steps. We're missing pieces of the puzzle. So that's been really helpful, and I encourage everyone, and I'm so happy to be able to do this service and support people in this way. So Coaching with Sucharita will be out, coming out as a service on Ply Center in the near future. But in the meantime, you can send an email, Sucharita Ply Center, Sundays with Sucharita Ply Center, .com. So anyone else have any questions or comments around the webcast? The webcasts are coming up. I know there's been, we've talked about it for the past little while and reiterated again the importance of it, because this is how I am too. I'll be like, yeah, I know about that. And then it's like the last second I go, oh my God, I almost missed that. What is in my consciousness that I'm just waiting till the last second to get it? So, when we talk about it, it's just like, it's human nature. We'll just say, oh yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, I'm totally into it. And then we get lost in our everyday life and we forget about it. Like Indrani said, oh my God, I didn't even know that it was Navaratri. And this is like her favorite time of the year. So what is that? Well, it doesn't matter. That's what we're here to do, is remind you every week what's going on and what's available, because we don't want to miss. So, Ply Center has a great write-up on the webcast, and then Dr. Ply, there's videos. They're just short, you know, maybe 5 minutes or less. And you can just get a better understanding of why he's doing this for us. He's divinely inspired all the time. These times of the year are always happening, right? It's just like Easter is always happening. However, when the Master is there, then you get some real goodies, some special insights. And then those who are going to participate in the webcast, there's something in their soul that says, you need this consciousness within you. As I mentioned at the beginning, before the meditation, we're rebuilding or creating our consciousness so that we don't have those highs and lows, right? It's so that it's solid within us. And Dr. Pillai doesn't, you know, go through too much detail or discussion, because he's thought his purpose is, I'm getting inspired because this is the time. And the divine is telling what he should be giving to us, to the general public, to people in the program, people who are around him, people who have been following him for the long time, devotees, students, whatever category you're in, brand new or long time. At some lifetime, you have met Dr. Pillai. We have all met him in some lifetime. And at this point in time, he's here to give us certain teachings, initiations, building blocks for our consciousness so that our soul will be expressed in everyday life. And then now, because it's the Golden Age supports it. Right? It's not so dark. Even though it feels like that in some cases, you can detach yourself, not ignore it, but not feel for everyone who is going through pain and suffering. You have an understanding, there's a higher understanding that your soul's purpose in this lifetime is to do what you can to evolve so that you could be helpful in some way and not just to, you know, better your own individual life and then just go away and hide in a cave. Some people want to do that, and maybe that's their karma, but most people on the spiritual path, they want to, make sure that everything is taken care of, but understand that they have so much more to give because the divine is overflowing, right? It's everywhere. So if we can just be that, and then that will be inspiring for others, and then when we connect the dots, everyone's connected to someone. There's the theory, the 6 degrees of separation. You know, you ask 6 people by the 6th person. You know somebody on the other side of the world who may be in a different circumstance than you, that they need to have some prayers or something. You know, just think of them and say, God bless them, you know. And then if you can do some charitable act, then that's fine too. You know, the divine is always trying to guide us and ask us to do something that is a little bit outrageous, out of our everyday life. Just to kind of say, well, I want to express this part of you. You're kind of ignoring it. You're that much more. And then when we do it, we go, oh, my God, all I had to do with that, and I feel so good. I feel so fulfilled. I want to do more of it. And then the divine says, as you're going along on the path, okay, do some more, do some more, do some more. And then you find that, oh, my gosh, this is like I'm creating and I'm doing and I'm, whether it's in arts or music or dance or as Indrani was saying, in her business, in finances, in technology, there's constant creation happening. You know, so we don't have to be saints or sages or, you know, highly evolved teachers. They're there for us. And if that's in your karma and in your dharma, you're working towards it, or maybe you are it. There's people who have had naughty readings, and the naughty reader has said you're enlightened. You've had lifetimes of enlightenment, and you're enlightened, but you don't know how to use that energy. what a shock, right? I have this beautiful gift and I can't even, I'm not expressing it fully. So as soon as that person had the reading and then boom, the life started to unfold. Was it challenging? Oh yeah. You know, because how do you use all this and put it into the life, right? So then you know, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. It's the divine. I almost missed. So, another lifetime. So Dr. Pillai is here to, for those people who want to enjoy the teachings of that he has out on Pillai Center, to create that solid foundation, get started. Even if you think, oh, you know, I did this and it's not manifesting, or that and it's not manifesting, or I don't even know what it's manifesting, or I did it and it was like all this great stuff happened and then I stopped doing it. Why did you stop doing it? Maybe there's another program that you can go into, another course that you can take with different understanding of the mantras, the practices that are offered there. And the light body teachings are the most nearest and dearest to Dr. Pillai's heart, because to transform the body, the mind, the soul to that level of divinity that he has experienced in this lifetime and all lifetimes, and be able to share it, because this is the golden age, the time where that energy and intelligence is supportive. It will be the blink of an eye, as the Bible says, Paul in the Bible says, the body turns into light. Right? The light meaning there's no pain, there's no suffering in this body. There's no disease. There is only joy, there is only intelligence that is beyond normal intelligence. It's super intelligent. And then it can heal others, and it can bring innovation, technology, creativity, inspiration, wisdom in everyday life for all who meet you. So that's kind of fun. If that's something that you want to evolve to eventually. But on the way, this is the best part. When you do any of the light body teachings, the light body activation or the full light body program, what's happening is that you are experiencing, as you're experiencing that transformational process, things are unfolding for you in a very interesting way. So it's keeping you, keeping things going for you on the material realm, so you're manifesting through your thinking and clear thinking, and then the divine support, and then you are going into the life with being an open channel, opening up more and more and more. So you're fine-tuning the radio station to heaven, let's say. You know, you got it. It's a little bit static or crackling, or maybe there's something in interference. But you're getting the message, but it's not clear yet. It's audible, but you want total clarity. And then you're just tuned in all the time. So it's one thing to know that that station is out there. It's available, just like any radio station is. But then to tune into it 24/7. That's what we're inspired to do with Dr. Pillai. So those programs are really great. And then if you, if you're not into that, the webcasts. Again, webcasts come at times of the year that is supporting the energy of these divine archetypes to come in and really communicate, lock in to your intelligence. Like Indrani was saying, I was knocked out. I tried to pay attention with my human consciousness, but I got knocked out with the intelligence coming through. But it'll be interesting when she shares the next time what her experiences has been in her life thereafter. So that's the fun of being on this path with Dr. Pillai, is that go ahead and try these different programs, different webcasts, different teachings, different fire labs. either through Plus Center or Ashurved, depending on where it's offered. Because sometimes it's not offered on both, but we don't want you to miss. Because he's overseeing, it's his teachings coming through. Because these teachings can be available, again, as I said, Navaratris, you can go to any Hindu temple and experience the celebrations that are going on there. Now, what's the difference? That's for you to find out for yourself. You've heard it from other people sharing about it. You can listen to Dr. Ply talking about it. And what you'll understand is that at this point in time, you, yourself, your soul's evolution is tuning in to understand, have a better understanding or some different understanding of what it is to experience the Nine Nights of the Goddess and then also Ramana Mami. So please keep visiting it, especially through this week. See what the services, join the webcast if you can. And then if there's nothing available in your budget right now, that's okay too. You can listen to the meditation. You can go on to YouTube. And also on Ashurved, there's the Mula Mantra is there. You can write the Mula Mantra meaning for Rama. The Mula Mantra for Rama, because there's a Mula Mantra for Dr. Ply as well. Mula just means root. The primordial sounds, the energy of that. It's always been, it's always there. So we just tap into it. So when you write a mantra, it's really powerful too. Because one thing is you don't get distracted doing anything else, right? Because you're busy. I'm busy writing and I'm busy thinking about it. And then all these other thoughts come. And as Jeff was saying, you know, he had a great experience with the goddess Durga, but then he noticed that all this stuff was coming to the surface to be cleared, right? That was a beautiful teaching, a reminder for us. Whatever is coming up for you, you want it to come up to clear it. Don't stay in the story of it. Because it's one thing to feel. Someone in the call yesterday during the light body call, weekly call we have, they said she was crying even. Sad crying, though, not like Indrani's crying today. It was, she was sad, you know, because she felt the pain of the world. All the suffering people and the people who are suffering in the world. And I said, okay, that's one thing to be empathetic and to, you know, acknowledge and to experience that, because maybe to that level you have to experience being that more compassionate before you can be compassionate towards others, right? So it's not something you go around, I'm compassionate, I'm empathetic. No, it's not like that. You have to experience. And so in the meditation, she came out of it, I experienced this, what do I do with this? It's too overwhelming. Then you feel it, you experience it, and then you understand, okay, take the steps to act in a compassionate way. So it might be, you know someone who's suffering, you give them a call, hey, you want to go for coffee or something like that, and then you don't get too caught up in listening for too long. You just say, I have an hour here or something, 45 minutes. And then that will make a world of difference for that person, you know. Or just call them on the phone out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. How are you doing? And then set your timer, say, I have another call, but I just thought about you. So you can do things that aren't going to cost you anything. Maybe your time and energy. So you can also, if you don't have time and energy to do that, then you can do something like, you know, volunteering in helping kids or get involved in phonemic intelligence, you know, where you're teaching the sounds to schools, right? That's really something that maybe is tweaking you now to do, because naturally you want to do something selfless that's going to uplift others. And then those kids will be different people in their lives, and then that will be like a snowball effect, you know. Well, let's not talk about snow anymore because winter's over. I don't want to bring it back. But it will have the ripple effect where it goes out and it's the gift that keeps on giving. So participate. You can feed people, right? Now that this winter is over, there's going to, you know, there's more street people, right? So feed, take them, and as Dr. Ply says, give them a burger, right? So there's, you may be inspired in these, in this, as the sun is transiting Pisces, to be charitable. And not because, okay, I'm going to do this because I get a check mark on my goody two-shoes list, my brownie points list, as they say here in the West. Or, you know, on my spiritual path, yes, check mark, God, I was good. I gave people, I fed people, I gave things to people, food, medicine, clothing, shelter. I gave them some phonemic intelligence, and I also, you know, did my meditation practices. Can I get in heaven? maybe. We'll see. Right? So you can do, when you do these kinds of things, you'll have more joy. You'll feel more fulfilled. And then the universal law will be that, you know, you'll be just in alignment with that. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You care for others and they care for you. Whenever you do something, they say, God bless you. And you say, thank you so much. God bless you. Like, who wouldn't want that in their life? Even if you say, no, I'm good, I'm strong, I'm this, I'm that. Okay, that's great. Enjoy, right? Enjoy giving. Why not? You're good, so carry on. You know, do you'll find yourself wanting to do more. So not just feeling and then stopping and then feeling bad about it. You know, so don't get caught up in the motion, in the emotion, meaning the story around it. Why, God, is all this suffering, right? It is what it is, and then we do what we can do to alleviate suffering on some level for others, doing our best to take care of it within us, and then taking the steps to do something that is going to help others. So you can go on to Tripura Foundation. That's what I always say to people, including myself. I go, okay, I don't have time to do any more service for others in my community right now at this point in time, so I can just definitely go on to Tripura Foundation, click on a program that resonates with me. I want to feed some people. This is, I think they have a million meals thing going on now all around the world. They're feeding people. So you can participate in that. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to get the items. You don't have to cook it. You don't have to do anything, but you can participate in it. And it makes you to feel like, this is a great way to satisfy that longing to be charitable, right? Whose longing is it? It's the divine longing within us. It's the soul's longing. It's a long time since we thought about that soul saying to the individual, right? So listen to your soul. As Indrani said, she's having an experience of being with this most compassionate mother, Mother Mary. If you resonate with the goddesses, you'll feel them as mothers. And then I was reading this one book, and it's really helping me with the clients that I work with and also in my own work, because I work in an office. And it's called Buddha Walks Into an Office, I think. And it tells about, if you have situations in your life where you're, you know, there's challenges, and then you just want, can't there just be love and support like a mother would love the children and the child would love the mother? Unconditional. There's that bond. Wouldn't that be wonderful if that was everywhere, right? So the author says, just think of everything everyone as your mother in some lifetime. You were their mother or they were your mother. Because that's how we come here. We come into this earth plane via the mother. So it's really important to understand what that mother energy represents. And as Indrani said, maybe you had a pretty good upbringing, but you didn't have that divine experience of unconditional love. Ask me anything and I will not deny you. Kind of experience. That's what we want to get to. Right? 'Cause you know, we have everyday life. We can't be calling our mothers all the time. Some of us have, the mother has passed and is evolving on different realms. But the goddess mother energy is so powerful. It's so potent. It's so available and it's so unconditional. It does not judge. It does not punish. It does not do anything but take care of that inner child maybe within us that's fallen off its swing and it needs to have a hug, right? So the goddess energy, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Mother Mary, you know, all this energy of goddess energy, the divine feminine, is there to take care. So tap into that energy, enjoy it, you know, absorb it, soak it up, you know, roll around in it, cry in it, tears of joy, maybe tears of sadness too, letting go, but don't get too caught in the story of it. And then you'll be enjoying the essence. And then that energy will always stay with you because you will always be saying, I never want to leave my mother's side, my mother goddess. Well, and I don't have to because she's inside of us. She's inside of each of everyone. Okay. No one's interrupting me. There are still people on the call. Does anyone want to share anything before we wrap it up for today?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Oh, hi.
I missed the medication, and I don't know the replay number. Do you know what it is off my heart?
Let me just see if I can get that for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. It's 605.
Yes.
562.
Thank you.
3149.
Yes.
And then you just press the audio key 9316. I don't think that's it. I think it's the participation code. I mean, try both, okay? So try this participation code 820116.
Right, the same as okay. 820116.
I think it is. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for the call.
You're very welcome. Did you enjoy it, or are you new, or you have been?
I'm Neela.
Oh, hi.
Hi. So I missed the meditation. So
okay.
I came in late in the call, and I just wanted to. So I've been listening to your call for about a year.
Oh, great.
And that way I'm new to it all. A year.
That's a long time to be in a program.
Yeah. Well, yes. Well, I guess I've been actually part of the Pillai since October, or the first Navarati in 2013.
Wow, great. So did you enjoy the Nine Nights of the Goddess?
Yes, and I was there in Florida in September.
Oh, How is that?
That was really my first experience, because the first time I was so new, I was just getting a...
Oops. Hello? Oh, she fell off. Yeah, I heard that the Nine Nights of the Goddess in Florida, this past one in 2014, was pretty incredible because Dr. Ply was there. He was giving, bringing the goddess energy into Boca Raton, Raton, Florida. And everyone who went was just in this incredible state of being immersed in the goddess in a beautiful, beautiful place. So after they had come out, after the seminar and they were in their life, their experience has been that the goddess is just unfolding everything so beautifully, taking care of their family issues, their relationship issues, their finances, the, you know, all kinds of things that have been amiss. So it's... you know, it was a really good time. So I don't know if Lori Neal is going to come back, but looks like she's fallen off. So is there anyone else who has anything to share about the goddesses or have any questions before we go? Please check out plycenter.com and join the webcast if you can, or a fire lab, and experience at least one night of the goddess if that's affordable. And then if you can, for Rama's birthday. That would be really powerful to connect with Dr. Pillai during that time. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for sharing in this week's call. Have a fabulous week. Happy spring. And we will see you next Sunday. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.